Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. We've all heard the phrase, the honeymoon is over. Many marriages take a dramatic turn for the worse after having children, bringing an abrupt end to the honeymoon bliss. Feelings of confusion, disappointment, hopelessness begin to impact intimacy between the sheets, leaving a husband lacking satisfaction and his wife feeling tired and defeated. D.L. and Shelley Krager, co-authors of Battle in the Bedroom, The Four Stages of Intimacy and Marriage, have lived through and experienced the ups and downs of a successful relationship. 38 years of marriage, they have a lot of experience to share. Dynamic and entertaining, describe D.L. and Shelley Krager's personalities and books. They teach and write from wisdom, gained from years of personal experience that works. Shelley has been in the teaching field at administration with Christian schools for over 25 years, currently completing her doctorate, has written two books. D.L. has owned many successful businesses, as well as been extremely instrumental in church leadership, the author of six books. Battle in the Bedroom, The Four Stages of Intimacy and Marriage, co-authors D.L. and Shelley Krager, and D.L. joins us on This Week in America. D.L., welcome to the program.
Rick, it's great to be here. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
D.L., let's start by talking about the title of the book, Battle in the Bedroom. That grabs our attention right away. How did you come up with the title for the book?
Well, it took a while, but actually it was very easy because, it grips you. It captures your thought right away because everybody understands that.
Exactly.
When people pick up the book and stuff, they just battle in the bedroom and they know exactly the topic. And it's from what most marriages go through, trying time and everything and going through this, what first was very awe-inspiring in this intimate relationship happening. And all of a sudden, you know, time goes on and children show up and everything. And it's just like, all of a sudden a battle starts to arise silently. And it's coming out of the bedroom, and it's just all because of where people are at in their lives, and not understanding what's going on between the spouses, and what was, and what's now, and what happened, and with this conflict, it just starts a battle, and it's in the bedroom, the title of the book. Took some thought, but it actually it spoke volumes to us once we came up with those four words. So
it really grabs our attention. And then I mentioned the honeymoon is over, and that resonates so well. Like, yeah, that pretty well describes what we're going through or what we went through. The book is Battle in the Bedroom, The Four Stages of Intimacy and Marriage by D.L. Krager, that's C-R-A-G-E-R, and Shelley Krager. Book available wherever books are sold. Their website is dlkrager.com. You can get information, order the book there as well. D.L., what was the inspiration in writing this book? When did you and Shelley get to the point where you thought, this really needs to be addressed? We've got 38 years of experience. Let's write the book. What was the inspiration for writing?
Early on, as I said, the honeymoon stage, like stage one in marriage, it's very blissful per se, and everything's flowing and expectations are being met. And as life goes on and you start getting new jobs younger and having children and life begins to happen and things are coming at you from all different directions. And we were very blessed early on to have couples that mentored us, older couples, knew what we were going through, what all younger couples, and even it goes on to couples that have been married 15, 20 years. But understanding that at a young marriage, we need to understand that there are stages that we'll be going through. So we had people mentor us. We were going through tough times early on in a marriage when it came to intimacy, in the bedroom and which influenced everything else, because the man, is just constantly can get very frustrated.
Yes.
Physically, because he has these expectations, and women are frustrated themselves because you know, their expectations, yes, there's physical, but also there's this emotional and to fill my heart thing that they have. And so, you know, writing this book, we were inspired by other couples that put time and effort into us early on. And as we grew and began to understand each other, male, female, and then, you know, what our expectations were and what fulfills our hearts, what fulfills us as a person, and how to grow together tighter and tighter as a oneness, you know, we got to a point, it's like, it's not a perfect marriage, but you know what? We have become a long ways. And we just wanted to start sharing what we knew because, you know, I own businesses and have coworkers, my wife, we have employees, we influence so many other people. It's like, well, let's try to help these marriages that are struggling because, you know, the divorce rate is outrageous these days, yes. You know, and it's coming more and more. Why are the divorces? And it's a lot of times because there's battles in the bedroom. And, you know, there's money and there's the intimacy issue. But, you know, we just needed to put things in writing. And so we came up, you know, over time, all the important things and the stages of marriage and the stages of intimacy to help couples understand where they're at in life and that there is hope. That's just it. They need to know that there is hope. And so we just were just pressed to write a book, and we mentor so many couples. We're not counselors, but we're mentors, you know, in the church setting or other areas. And for over 20 years, we have been meeting with couples, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of couples, one-on-one or in group sessions, just discussing and going over and trying to spill out our experiences and our knowledge to help these relationships grow. And so, because we don't want destruction in the marriage, because that just doesn't harm the husband and wife, but the children, and that gets handed yes. down a generation, generation. And so we trying to do our best to just not have marriages survive. That's not the point. It's so marriages thrive, that a husband can thrive as a man and the wife thrive as a woman and be fulfilled in the areas that are how God created each of us, you know. So, you know, we just have this drive that to help people and to understand what you're going through. You know, you're not alone. You are yes. not alone. And because this is, you know, intimacy in the bedroom is kind of a secret thing. People don't talk about it. Or if they do, they mock it and they make fun of it and hope it just goes away. But it doesn't. It could just get worse if you don't find help or given some knowledge and experience that can help them through things to really thrive in all areas, especially in the bedroom.
Is it difficult for couples to admit that intimacy is a problem? You almost see this as sort of the silent problem. We know it exists. We really don't want to talk about it. That's, as a layperson, me saying that, you've dealt with hundreds, possibly thousands of couples in your mm-hmm. mentoring. Is it something that we're uncomfortable talking about?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, picture the social media thing. You know, what's mostly shown in social media? It's all the good things, you know? So we all put it on this mask in life, and that, oh, there's nothing wrong with our marriage. Everything's just fine. But especially when it becomes about the intimacy part in the bedroom, you know, that especially, you know, with a lot of ladies, that it could be extremely embarrassing, you know, and frustrating. The same with the men, because, you know, men have so much pride. We've got so much pride that we don't want to show fault or that we're weak in areas, especially with our spouses and stuff. So, you know, it's, it is an issue, and it needs to be discussed, because if you do not talk about it, it just sets in and harbors ill feelings towards your spouse, and it just gets uglier and uglier, and it starts separating you from the inside out, and you start separating yourself. So yeah, it is a problem of how people, you know, don't want to talk about it.
Yes.
And if they do, they just, it's a social comical thing. Oh, well, that's just, the men always want it and the women never want it or never in the mood.
Yes.
And that's as far as it gets, you know? And it's like, so yeah, it needs to be brought out, and people need to be talking about it, because it's just not the selfish part of a husband and wife, but you've got children. It's like, let your children know that marriage can be phenomenal. And why? You know, because, yeah, mom and dad, you know, we're not hearing screaming and yelling out of the bedroom, you know, because she's too tired or he had yes. higher expectations. But then the children are experiencing a richness and examples of what a great marriage is. And, you know, and it's handed down from generation to generation.
The book is Battle in the Bedroom, The Four Stages of Intimacy in Marriage. Our guest is D.L. Krieger, co-author of the book with his wife, Shelley. The book available wherever books are sold, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I'll direct you to their website, D.L. Krieger, that's CRAGER.com. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, take you directly to get information on the book and be able to order it there as well. Most people would say, boy, you seem to have it really together now. You couldn't have had too many bumps in the road early on in your marriage because you seem to understand this. What was it like early in your marriage? Were there problems that you needed to work through?
Oh, absolutely, Rick. Absolutely. As a man, as men, you know, we have these we have these expectations, you know, of what's going to go on in the bedroom.
Yes.
We're very physically driven. We know that. That's not a secret. Very physically driven. So there's these expectations. And so, you know, when we are early on in the dating and the courtship part and you know, in the honeymoon stage, the first year or two or so, you know, our expectations are met in a way of even in that intimacy fantasy world per se. And then all of a sudden something changes, something happens. Yeah, well, generally it's because children come along and there's a change in the family dynamics. There's a change in, you know, in what is important per se in like the wife's mind. And it's like, oh, the motherly instincts comes on and it's very strong. And so, you know, ladies need to understand, yes, you have that motherly instinct, but, you know, there's also your husband. And this is where my wife, she would be saying, you know, she needed to learn that, you know, it just, her husband needed to be fulfilled physically on a consistent basis. And when that happened, her husband, me, I had a better mindset and appropriate expectations of how to be a better husband to my wife and to be a better father. And so, you know, yeah, struggles. Oh, absolutely. Had struggles. And it all deals a lot of times with influences, you know, and that's one of the areas is, you know, there's a lot of things out there that influence in a negative way. And that could be a lot of like pornography is rampant. And that just skews the thinking and expectations of reality. And so that influences men of all ages.
Yes.
Especially the younger men. So, but yeah. So did we have problems? Oh, you betcha. Did I have to learn more of how to be a better husband and to understand how to fulfill my wife? Because how to fulfill me doesn't fulfill her, and what fulfills her is not what fulfills me. So we needed to balance that out, you know. So.
Well, you've said a couple of words. In fact, you use expectations a lot. As I'm thinking, yes, it needs to be. You have expectations. The husband has expectations. The wife has expectations. I guess you're trying to find an alignment of those, which leads us to communication. You can't understand somebody else's expectations unless you talk about it. What role does communication play, and is that difficult to really have an honest discussion?
Oh, absolutely, Rick. Absolutely. Communication is the key. And unfortunately, it can be or not, but we all communicate differently. You know, all of our personality types, our love languages, our past experiences is how we kind of communicate through. And a lot of times, you know, it's what I was saying to my wife and telling her and trying to explain how I felt and everything, she wasn't understanding. And then she would come back and talk her love language, expecting me that I understood that. You know, there was this battle of communication. And so, yes, it is vital. I will tell everybody, you know what, it's first and foremost, understand your spouse. You know, go in and figure out the love language of your spouse, but then also of yourself. You've got, because each of us have different love languages. We actually have different communication styles. And it's, you know, and so, you know, we communication, Rick, absolutely. It is one of the key components, but it is actually communicating. There's so many people that their communication is just streamlined to one topic and one topic only, and it gets beat to death. You know what? We need to open our minds, open our hearts, and have a broader communication lines open. And then if we can't figure it out, you need to find somebody that is very rehearsed and educated in communication skills, because you need to find out, you know, are you communicating appropriately to your spouse? And if you're not, they're not understanding you. So you're not going to make any headway in this relationship if you don't have good communication skills.
You talk about, and Shelley's been involved in this discussion as well, especially with being in a school and having 1,400 students there, the impact of technology. You've talked about communication now is mostly through technology. Relational dialogue is somewhat missing in society. Talk about the role of that, because it used to be communicate. We did that face-to-face. We did that with words, spoken words. Now, a lot of communication is done via a tablet of some kind.
Oh, absolutely. And that is a major breakdown in our society and our culture today, because, you know, you sit there and go into social media, you're texting or you're emailing people or whatever. And you know what? We've all experienced it. We can't understand the mood or tone that they're saying things, and many times into this digital world and stuff, you know, we misunderstand what they're saying. And so, but what's missing most of all, and why we were created, why who we are, is that everything is relational, and we have these senses. We've got five senses: taste, touch, smell, touch, you know, hearing and smelling. And it's like through digital and through, you know, these ways that we communicate without verbally or being there physically, we can't experience all these things. And so, yeah, it's very, very vital of how we are harming ourselves with too much, you know, communication through the computer, through cell phones, without actually being face to face or even verbally talking on the phone. And because you can't, how are you supposed to grow a relationship without knowing the person's heart truly if you're not there talking face to face, having the emotions of sadness, being happy, being angry, and everything like that? You know, how are you supposed to know each other? And if to have a healthy marriage, you know, you've got to have these, you've got to communicate face to face and in a loving, kind manner, and be willing when you're communicating, willing to take responsibility, you know, for things, instead of always, we're in the blame world. We want to blame them. It's them. They're the problem. You know, so the communication part needs to come back to us. It's like, okay, well, what can I do? How can I grow? Help me to understand. And that is, we can understand a lot better when we're face to face talking and actually having a relationship, because this is no relationship. We just texting or emailing people. That's just, those are just words and thoughts.
Is there such a thing as technology overload? And I ask this, and I know we're talking about relationships, but I see so often that people are so involved in technology. We're never really off work for most of us anymore. You've got work at home. There are expectations your employer has, and you'll get this done. It doesn't necessarily have to be done in the office. It can be done at 10 o'clock at night. Students have the same thing with all their expectations and trying to have some type of social life because they can communicate now at will with anybody they want to. Is there an overload that we all need to be aware of so that we have more time for the real in-person relationships with our spouse and with our children?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have a quote in one of our books. It's called "Isolation Breeds Deception." And when we go into overload mode, you know, when we're just sitting there by ourselves looking at a screen, be it the computer screen, TV screen, cell phone, something like that, we are isolated. And isolation breeds deception because, you know, again, if there was somebody face-to-face and we're talking, we can't be deceived with what their emotions about, what their words are saying and telling us and how and everything like that. But when the thing about time is that, yes, technology and everything, it's a thief. Our time is being robbed left and right. When studies are done of how much time kids are, high school students are spending on their cell phones, just texting or, you know, in their social media, whatever. We're talking hours every day, hours. And it's like, well, what, you know, where do those hours come from? And then what are those hours stealing from?
Yes.
It's stealing from actually being interacting with other human beings, you know, interacting with God, interacting with, you know, just, you know, because it's a thief. You know, time is being, we're being robbed. So it's technology is isolating us more and more. You know, we had this discussion sometimes past of when, go outside, everybody go outside and see how many kids are playing outside in the yard, in the streets. When we were younger, there were dozens of kids. Everybody was out in the streets playing, interacting. Now the streets are hollow. There's no laughter. There's no children's voices. Everybody's inside. And they're hiding in their rooms, you know, and they don't realize they're hiding, but they're just hiding behind the screen and not being relational. And that's destructive for humanity. You know, it's extremely destructive. And so, yeah, we need to have the interaction and get away from the screens. Yeah, is technology helpful? Absolutely, it's got its place. But nothing can replace the relationship between a husband and a wife, male and female, children and parents, and we need to be getting together and having a relationship with our words, with our expressions, with our emotions, and not through a digital age.
When we were growing up, we were threatened when it got dark in the evening to come home, or we're going to lock the doors and you won't get inside. We didn't want to go inside. Now you almost have to threaten to get kids to go outside and just enjoy what's out there and interact face-to-face in person rather than through the screens. That's a whole other program, but it's through our neighborhood sometimes and we'll say, are there any kids who live in the neighborhood? I mean, it's just really different, and different sometimes.
Oh, yes, it is.
Is not
it
necessarily
is. The kids, I mean, yeah, the kids are interacting. The kids are in the superficial world of interacting with more of the gaming that's going on and artificial stuff of not a real world. But though in their minds, they're calling it, well, this is a real world. It's like, no, it isn't. If I unplugged it, it disappears. You know?
Get into
the real world.
The world is changing. I don't have to yell at anybody to get off my lawn anymore. There's nobody out there to get on my lawn.
Know.
Boy, times are really changing. A couple minutes left in the program. What do you have coming up in the future? I've read that you and Shelley are talking about maybe getting into schools, maybe getting into church organizations, groups on a basis. You do that now, but an expanded basis. Are we doing any seminars on this topic and doing another book on the topic?
Yeah, little by little, we're just getting the word out little by little, and we're growing, meeting more and more people, getting in churches and in schools, because like my wife's involved in private Christian schools and everything, and so yeah, we got more books on the way. Our next one we're working on is actually more of a parenting emphasis to it on helping parents and in this age of how to parent. My wife is brilliant. I mean, she's been a principal for 25 years and have had thousands and thousands of students, but be more than that, she's had tens of thousands of parents to deal with.
Oh yeah! Oh
So
yes! Yes!
she's an expert on how to identify, what the different parenting styles are, which ones work, what don't work, and for the different children's their personality types and who they are. So that's our next venture. Is that I've got a men's book I'm working on growing men to be men, and to be a responsible and honorable husband and responsible and honorable father. And also I'm in the other field, I write fiction novels, and so I've got a, like I said, I've got one coming out in about 2.5 months called Hiding in the Cloud, and so that'll be coming out in the next couple months. But so yeah, we got a lot of stuff on the chalkboard
I
per se.
love the message in Hiding in the Cloud, and I'm looking forward to that. And hopefully we can have you back. Shelley can join you. We can talk about all these books. The other book that written by DL and his wife Shelley is Your Life Out of Order. And I'll pause and we can all answer this silently. Most of us would go, this book might be something I need to pick up. You can get information on the website, DL Crager, that's CRAGER.com. Order all the books there as well. The six books that DL has written, Shelley has written several books. This book is A Battle in the Bedroom, The Four Stages of Intimacy in Marriage by DL Crager and Shelley Crager, receiving rave reviews, literally turning marriages around. A common review is, I wish I would have had this book 10, 15, 20 years, you fill in the number, or earlier. This has made a big difference in our marriage. It is so well done. And DL, a pleasure having you on the program. Would love to have you back on the program again. And I thank EC Publishing for arranging our conversation today. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it. It's been my pleasure. It's been awesome. Thank you.
An excellent conversation. The book, once again, is Battle in the Bedroom, The Four Stages of Intimacy and Marriage by D.L. Crager and his wife, Shelley Crager. Crager, if you're Googling, is C-R-A-G-E-R. His website is dlcrager.com. And, of course, you can log on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, for more information and directly order the books there as well. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.